We are happy to have Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor live with us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Tyrod, you're on your way to Western New York as we speak, right?
Yes, sir. I'm actually headed to the airport right now.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here.
Yeah, we definitely look forward to seeing you, and congratulations on the contract, man. Let me borrow a dollar.
Thank you. I got you. I need it back, though.
You need it back, though. Nah, man. How do you feel, though, coming back to the team and you know, how the talks go and all of that stuff?
I feel good. I've been around the coaching staff for a couple months now. People may know that I did my rehab post-surgery up in Buffalo and was at the facility just about every day. So got a chance to speak to the coaches on a daily basis and comfortable with those guys. I also have worked with a couple coaches, Juan and Coach Rico, in the past in Baltimore. So definitely looking forward to getting back into a scheme that I'm familiar with and being able to go out there and show what I could do. But more importantly, just to be back with my teammates and looking forward to seeing those guys and getting everything back on the right track.
I wonder, Tyrod, and it's a good point you make about doing your rehab here. Obviously, it's never good to be injured, but the fact that you were here for the rehab, you were exposed to these coaches, you knew some of them before. I wonder if maybe that's the way it was supposed to work, that you get a feel for them, they get a feel for you before you actually get down to, you know, the hard work of negotiating a restructured deal.
Yeah, I would say, that was one of the benefits of being able to rehab in Buffalo. Like you said, didn't know the situation at the end of the season, but being there for 2 months and seeing the new coaches on a daily basis and having just conversation with those guys, picking their brains and just trying to get their vision for this football team definitely gave me insight as to where I'll be, what I would be doing moving forward. And like I said, I'm glad to be back in Buffalo, and I'm happy that I'm coming up here today to sign the papers.
Hey, man, so you talked about the scheme and you're used to being in this type of scheme. You know, how does this type of scheme really help you and what you like to do?
Being in Coach Rico's system, which is something that he basically learned from Coach Kubiak in my last year in Baltimore, it was very quarterback friendly. A lot of the things that I like to do, play action pass, getting out on the edge, just creating opportunities for the quarterback and as well as the other playmakers that we have on the team. We have a tremendous talent on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side as well. But speaking as far as the offense goes, I think we could definitely do a good job of getting Shady involved and getting Sammy involved and Charles as well. And whoever else we bring in, I think we definitely have a lot of talent and this game fits us well.
Tyrod, when you talk about getting a sense of Coach McDermott's and all the coaches' vision for the team, and I hear what you're saying about, you know, the offensive approach, but what about an overall vision? What did you hear from them about, you know, what their plan is, how they plan on maybe trying to change the culture and turning things around up here? What did you get from them in the course of the last couple of months here?
Meeting with Coach McDermott, he's a very detailed person, definitely going to expect us to be detailed in our approach to our job. I mean, we have fun on Sundays, but it's a process leading up to that, and we have to take each day and approach it with the work-life mentality and just compete. He expects us to step into the building each day with our best foot forward, looking to get better and not just lagging through the days. And I think his mindset and his message to the team is definitely going to be one that's good and one that guys gravitate to, and we can get things back on the right track.
Tyrod, we got you back under contract, but now we need to get some receivers in here. How hard is it for you to see guys like Marquise and Robert end up signing to other teams?
It's definitely tough. Those guys have played well when given that opportunity, and they deserve the opportunity that they're getting moving forward. But it's definitely tough. Hopefully we can bring in some guys. We definitely have some talent on the roster as well, too. But the more talent, the better. And like I said, I put my faith and my trust in the coaches and the management that they'll bring in some guys that can create plays for us.
Tyrod Taylor, Bills quarterback, on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with us. Tyrod, I wanted, you know, I just had a flashback to that nice warm day back in Rochester last summer when you signed this original contract. Your parents were there, and we had you on the radio show. And I wonder, at that point, did this play out the way you thought it might, that you would stick around for another year and maybe there'd be an alteration in your contract? Or was this, was this kind of different than the way you envisioned things back last August?
It was probably different than I envisioned it. But, everything doesn't go as planned. The main thing, like I said, is that we were able to come to an agreement, and I'm happy to be back. What happened last year is behind me. Learn from it, contract-wise and as far as the season. Learn from it, but continue to keep moving forward and being better as a player and as a person. And like I said, I'm just more so excited to be back. The whole offseason of not being sure with how things are going to turn out, that's not a good feeling. I was able to focus on getting healthy and keep my mind off of it, but it's not a good feeling. Like I said, I'm glad that we was able to come to an agreement.
Hey, Tyrod, from what I've learned, some of the most successful people in this world are their own, like, biggest self-critics. So what do you feel like you need to improve on in your personal game the most?
I think I can take steps in every aspect of my game. I know I've been in the league going into 7 years, but I just finished up last year, my second year as a starter. I think I've taken steps in the right direction each game, and I definitely think that towards the end of the last year, I was definitely playing my best ball. Just got to continue to keep building off that. It's definitely some areas to clean up personally and as a team, and I'm going to attack that. I've been attacking it this offseason since I've been cleared from surgery, and looking forward to attacking with the new coaches and just get everybody on the same page.
I know that you are much more than a running quarterback, but you do have each of the last 2 years more than 500 yards rushing in each of those seasons. Is that something you'd like to continue doing as you move forward through your career, Tyrod?
It's part of my game. I think the best quarterback runs are not scheduled. Of course, you can always scheme up some things and make plays with, of course, the backfield that we have back there. But some of the best plays, like I said, from the quarterback position as far as running, it's going to happen when you have to break the pocket. But I've never been a run-first guy. Even when I do move around in the pocket, I'm still looking downfield to try to make a play. But it's definitely part of my game. I just have to be smart about as far as taking hits and putting my body out there to risk injury.
Tyrod, the Bills' decision to restructure your contract almost went down to the wire. I mean, they had until Saturday to make a decision. As that went along, did that bother you at all? I'll tell you the truth. I got into a kind of a vigorous debate with a guy in Indianapolis at the Combine last week who basically said, the Bills are dissing Tyrod Taylor by leaving him hang out to dry. And I said, I don't see it that way. But what's your take on that? Did it bother you when it went along and got to 3 or 4 days to the deadline?
It's part of the business. I understand both sides of it. I'm not young anymore. I would say the main thing throughout the process is that me and Coach McDermott was able to keep an open line of communication. If I needed to talk about something, I could call him, as well as he was calling me to update things. Things are definitely difficult sometimes when trying to move money around and to try to find out what's best for the team. But like I said, ultimately we was able to get it done, and I'm happy that we got it done.
Tyrod, I think it's a lot of people around Western New York that were obviously happy that you're back, but the fact that you trained here, you were willing to restructure your contract, because I remember back in, during the season, we were like, why would he restructure his contract? Yeah, exactly. So everybody's happy that you restructured your contract, but what was your thought process when they came to you and said, we want to restructure a deal?
Like I said, it takes a lot to build a team, and if we can get guys in around us, you can only spend so much in a year. Like I said, it's definitely a difficult process. I'm happy that we got it done. My focus wasn't necessarily on the contract this past offseason, more so to get healthy and to be ready to play. I gave the battle up as far as focusing on what was going to happen to God a long time ago, and just trusted him that he had put me in the right situation. And like I said, we was able to get it done. It seemed like it went down to the wire, but we was able to get it done before free agency hit.
Tyrod, you've spent the last two seasons as a starter here in Buffalo, establishing yourself as a bona fide NFL starter with good numbers and good performance. What about off the field and leadership? What do you see your role becoming as you move through this, really the next phase of your career, now as an established starter going into your third year as a starter?
I just continue to be more vocal. I remember when I first got to Buffalo, I didn't know many guys. I knew a couple guys from competing against them from other teams. But after being around my teammates for 2 years, the vocal role is definitely going to be part of my leadership role. And, of course, lead by example, the way that I approach each and every day, the way I go about my business each and every day, but definitely being more vocal and stepping up. We're all here for one common goal, and that's to win. And that, whatever it takes to get that job done, I have to be the guy to relay that message.
Well, since you want to relay a message, do you have anything you want to say to the fans before you get back up here since you're on your way?
I would just say thanks for the support. I'm definitely glad to be back, and I'm definitely glad to get things back on the right track. We have a lot of talented guys on this team. We have potential, but that doesn't mean anything if we don't put our best foot forward and continue to keep to get the job done. And that's what I'm aiming to do this offseason. That's what we're aiming to do this offseason as a team, is to do whatever it takes to get things back on the right track.
I just want to let you know, our producer, Jay Harris, said you can be more vocal on our show as well whenever you want.
I like the once a year thing.
No. We are literally right down the hall. We're going to need a lot more. Wasn't that, you didn't see the fine print in your new deal, Tyrod?
Nah. Mr. Overdove has to go over that one.
Yeah, I'll go up there right now. Hey, Tyrod, safe trip here today. Congratulations. We're all pretty happy about you coming back here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Tyrod Taylor.